That's case number,
Get that gavel, Mr.
We still have some meetings going on. I appreciate it if you could respect the other applicants that are here. Okay, we'll go back to, we have case 10,498 that was taken under advisement. That was a variance from the side yard setback requirement. And this is the ones with the, they're requesting the variance for the bump outs. They don't need the variance for the retaining walls. You got a three-story home next to a single one-story, two-story. The neighbors, the immediate neighbors are, as you well know, in opposition.
I know we've probably granted variances before, but the opposition makes a strong case that it doesn't meet any of the standards. Mm-mm.
Maybe any further, how do you feel, Mr. McCabe?
I don't have any problem with the 10498.
Okay. Mr. Wharton?
They got, I'm like John. I mean, she got good opposition on it, but they got bump outs too, but they met their setbacks. And I think he could have met his setbacks too.
Mr. Hudson?
Is there any 35% rule in that?
No, I'm going to apply to that.
I think I agree with John and Brent that I think the opposition presents a very good case that they haven't met the standards for granting a variance.
That means then it'll need to be. One for the fireplace and one for the what? The burn pit or the bar and the burn pit. Okay.
How close? You know, it was submitted that there was similar variances granted in Keenwick.
Susan, how many? There were similar ones to this has been granted in there.
How many similar?
No, there has been some similar ones in Keenwick of this particular type. This type variance for the side.
Yes. Many.
Many?
Probably, yeah, many.
Right, yeah, quite a few of the same type side yard.
Yeah, the majority of what you saw in Keenwick was the lots that backed up to Route 54, and they were applying for the through lot.
Okay.
Variance on the rear. But there is several on the side also.
Yeah, we've approved variances in the past where they met some or most of the...
Others of the standards?
Standards, but again.
Well, one thing I believe that also makes this a little unique is that there are two lots at the end of a dead end street, and a lot of the streets in there are dead ends. But a lot of the side yard branches, as I remember, were on lots that were along both sides of the road, along the lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, there's not, and there may very well be several places in there where there are two lots at the end of the road, but I don't recall any other than this one. In my opinion, that makes it a little bit different and little more concerning in my view, anyway.
You're sticking right out in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's it narrows. It goes narrow, and you've got two lots at the end of this dead-end street.
Right. Come right down to that, like a, that point, like, yeah, right to a, come right to a point down the road there.
It looked like those two lots at one time were one, because they're listed as 12A and 12B.
Oh, that's right.
I have a feeling that somebody owned them some years ago and subdivided it.
And brought it.
Yeah.
Okay.
A big lot jutting out into the bay, but now it's two triangles.
Maximizing the most that they can at that point.
Yeah, somebody made out.
Yeah, great look for it. Somebody did that with. All right. Well, there's no further discussion on this case. And if everyone's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion then. All right, everybody want to table it to our next meeting and take a relook at it.
Remember, there were two sides too. There was one, the bump outs were against the one objector. The other side was for the pool.
So for the pool.
Keep in mind, you're voting on both of those.
Yep.
I thought it was stated that they didn't need one on the.
They didn't need one for the retaining wall.
For the retaining wall.
I think they still needed one for the pool. Is that right, Susan? No.
It was only for a fireplace bump out and a bar bump out.
Okay, so just that one side.
Just the one side.
Okay.
And it's right next to the neighbor.
And that's because the wall is below a certain height.
If it's livable space, if you can walk in it,
then you won't need it.
The fireplace. Just looking at it here. Remember we talked about that? Why?
Pardon, I'm making a name. What?
Remember we talked about.
She asked that question all the time. Do you remember talking about it? I don't remember. I have time. Yeah, they
because
don't
this is livable. But
yeah.
I recall if them
the,
saying
the fireplace,
it was to the
fireplace is allowed to go out to 24 inches.
Mm-hmm.
We get into the argument over a bay window, for example. A bay window that's a window, period, and nothing else, is allowed to project. A bay window, floor to ceiling, is not, because it's creating living space. But a bay window, just a window itself, has always been allowed to project as an ornamental feature.
Right.
So you get a lot of them. Now you see your bay windows per se, but they're floor to ceiling. Then they have to meet code, 10 foot, whatever the requirement is for setback.
So because, in other words, these two bump outs could be a bay window and it wouldn't be any problem, huh?
Yeah, if they're just a bay window, you know, period. Not floor to ceiling, but just a window, it would be an ornamental feature. But it would only be allowed to encroach, I can't remember what code says.
3 feet?
36 inches.
Yeah, 3 inches. But the chimney's 24 inches.
Right.
So if it was a chimney, well, the one's 3 foot. It says it's a fireplace bump out, so they need a 1 foot variance if it's all fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
The other one depends on whether it's what it is. They're asked for the same thing on both of them, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yes.
3 foot off each one for variance purposes, so they're asked for 7.
Suppose your bay window is one of those that has a little seat going around it, too, though. Then it becomes livable space.
And it doesn't apply, right?
It's not just a window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, typically, I'm saying a window. I'm sure there have been some that have probably had the seat. But.
Okay.
And we consider that an ornamental feature when it's a.
Well, but actually, window. Neither one of these is a window, is it? One's a fireplace and the other one's a. Bar.
It's
bar
a bump it's out. A wall. It's so. Floor to ceiling,
wall.
Probably more than one floor, right?
Yeah,
that's,
he said it was on the second floor. Living
here, it's just one floor, I believe.
Is that right?
Story.
I got the picture.
It's 3-story home. I think it's yeah.
Yeah,
it's just
on the second floor
second
because
floor.
It's on pilot.
Is it a gas fireplace then? Doesn't need to.
Buy one of those without a.
To look at it, you can't tell.
Yeah, flues.
Yeah, you
that
can't even really tell.
That was my question with you, but you said if you can walk in it because it's just to the.
Oh yeah, right. That's the whole floor on that one picture I'm looking at.
Right. Looks like it was up to second
we
floor.
We had to discuss this because.
Well, they are both felt, so it must be a.
Because.
A flueless gas fireplace then.
Mm-hmm.
I can talk to somebody else.
Well, in other words, you don't really need, he don't need a bump out either for that. If it's the fluids, right? And he can put it right, yeah, right
somehow
against the wall.
Just the design of his house, he has he, one. But yeah, you don't need one.
It's ventless.
In a house, not yeah, with the ventless.
Well,
the
ventless, when you wouldn't need one then, right? The bump out.
Well, he's assuming not been inside, but he's probably designed it so that it appears to be a fireplace at the wall, and the wall's flush.
Yeah, it's flush with the wall. Right. But yeah. He could
and
move
then
it
has to go
feet.
Out to make it look like a fireplace.
He could move it in 3 feet, and then
it looked like one thing from the inside and something different from the outside.
Yeah.
If he did that, he wouldn't need it if he moved it in. If it's a ventless one.
It's old Florida.
Right?
Yeah. That one picture real clear.
Then he could, that, right, Lauren? If it's a ventless one, then I'm saying then he could just move it right in, and then he wouldn't need it. The bump out.
If it was ventless, it's a matter of he's going to have to take up some of his living space rather than
right.
Take up some of his yard space.
But now the bar bump out's a different one, but for the fireplace, he wouldn't need it if it's ventless.
But he's allowed to project 24 inches?
He's allowed
for the fireplace?
For the fireplace to project 24 inches.
Okay. So you don't only need a foot variance?
He only needs a foot variance in. Yeah, you know, and he's 12 inches in for the fireplace, or a foot for the one for the fireplace then, if it's ventless.
Okay. Yeah, but he still needs 3 for the other thing.
They
so
still needs 3 for it.
6 of one, half dozen of the other.
Right?
Both are the same.
Stay right back where we were. You need 3 for each one.
I would just ask for 3 foot for both.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't look any different with both.
Yeah.
Why grant one without the other? Right. Or to not you.
A 1-3 and the other one, too. Huh?
The option would be to deny both or approve both. Otherwise, it's going to look the same.
Yeah, that for sure.
Why does he need a bar bump out? Can't you just have a bar on your...
We have his bar flush right with the wall. Like, and then he'll stand behind it, serve his drinks, and put his covered little stuff
like
in there.
Like an experienced bartender.
Saving his living space.
Yeah, I got my license.
Just
gone.
Yeah.
Saving the living space and room size.
Yeah, saves on the room space, cutting up the room. Instead of it protruding out. So you have it right flush with the wall. And stand behind it.
Did he get okay. The size of the bump out?
Get me up.
3 feet.
3 feet.
Hey, what the length of it? Did he say?
You can kind of guess from the picture. I don't know if he
didn't really
anything.
Say. I'm just.
Looks like it was about 6 feet, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Six, seven feet.
Yeah. The fireplace bump out's at the first floor level, and the bar's at the. The same way.
Both of them same, right?
Yeah, both of them same thing. Yeah. Right there, but it just says it, you know, don't say the height, they just got the width of it.
Yeah.
3 foot on there, but so. Okay, gentlemen, we're back then. If we're all, if there's no further discussion, then.
Can't tell how big they
are. No.
I'll entertain a motion. Chair's ready for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10498. There was a lot of support for it. 20 letters in support.
Yep.
It's an odd-shaped lot. Bump out on the second level, in my opinion, would not bother, would not alter the central character of the neighborhood. We've granted several variances in the neighborhood, and I support.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? Again for a second to the motion. Hearing none, then the motion will die lack of second. And we leave it on the table then. Okay. All right, leave it on the table. Anybody else? We'll move on and we'll leave it on the table. We got our next two cases. We're tabled to our next regular meeting, which is on the 19th.